Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Monday, September 11th, 2017. We have the latest information on Irma, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a Welsh saint. Information continues to stream out about Irma's effects on the southeast, and there was a suicide bombing upon a convoy in Afghanistan. Hurricane Irma has been downgraded to a tropical storm and is pushing northward through Florida and into Georgia today. The latest advisory from the National Hurricane Center gave us this information about Irma. The coordinates are at 29.5 degrees north and 82.9 degrees west. Irma is located 30 miles north-northeast of Cedar Key, Florida, and 105 miles north-northwest of Tampa. Maximum sustained winds are at 70 miles per hour, and pressure is at 970 millibars. Irma is moving north-northwest at 18 miles per hour. The next National Hurricane Center advisory will be issued at 11 o'clock this morning. Irma is expected to increase in its forward speed and move through Georgia and into Alabama. Winds are already at 20 miles per hour in Dothan, Alabama, 30 miles per hour in Tallahassee, Florida, in the Panhandle, and 41 miles per hour with gusts of 52 in Valdosta, Georgia. Irma will reach Birmingham by tomorrow morning. As of now, there are 5.5 million Floridians without power, including 90% of the city of Naples, 91% of Collier County, 58% of Tampa, 73% of Miami-Dade, and 86% of Lee County, and the major task this morning is for the authorities to try to assess the damage. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Augustine. Hope has two beautiful daughters. Their names are anger and courage. Anger that things are the way they are, courage to make them the way they ought to be. Today's saint of the day is St. Daniel. St. Daniel was the first bishop of Bangor in the Kingdom of Gwynedd, Wales. He was the son of Abbot Dunod Farr. Daniel was said to have spent his early life as a hermit and was later ordained bishop despite deficiencies in his education. He founded the monastery of Bangor, and it was raised to the rank of the official seat of bishop. Not much else is known about him. Sometimes he is referred to as St. Daniel or St. Denual. St. Daniel, pray for us. There is a constant stream of updates from the areas affected by Hurricane Irma. Here are some of the new happenings since our last newscast. St. Petersburg police lifted their curfew at 8 a.m. Curfews remain in place for Collier, Flagler, Lee, Manatee, Miami-Dade, Orange, and Volusia counties. The city of Jacksonville has shut three major bridges amid a historic storm surge. Governor Rick Scott said search and rescue teams are heading out to Jacksonville now. He also said that the state worked hard to evacuate people, and to assure continued safety, people should check first with local authorities before returning to their homes. They can check with their local sheriff's office and emergency management bureaus. Polk County, Florida, has resumed its fire and rescue services. The United States Air Force is flying 300 doctors to Florida for Irma recovery. Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, and Tampa airports remain closed. Miami International was hit by 100-plus-mile-an-hour wind gusts and sustained significant water damage. Officials say it is too soon to tell when they will reopen the Miami airport. The Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta has announced that they expect significant disruptions today. Atlanta has also suspended its MARTA bus and rail service. With people venturing out to survey the damage to their community and their property, there is much concern about their safety as relates to all the power outages. Florencia Contes of Florida Power and Light gave some pointers for keeping safe. Anybody who sees downed power lines should stay away from them and report them to 911 or call 1-800-4-OUTAGE. If you are driving in areas of widespread power outages, be aware that traffic lights may not be working, so exercise extra caution. Lastly, if you're using a generator for your power needs, be sure to follow the manufacturer's directions closely. Florida Power and Light has said that it will take weeks for power to be restored. Not to be forgotten, Hurricane Jose is still churning out in the Atlantic with maximum sustained winds of 105 miles per hour. It is expected to remain a hurricane for the next several days and to linger in the Atlantic. Swells from the hurricane are affecting Hispaniola, the Bahamas, and the Turks and Caicos Islands. Fox News and Reuters reported that two U.S. soldiers were wounded in a homicide attack in Afghanistan this morning. The attackers drove into an armored convoy from the NATO-led Resolute Support mission outside the Bagram Air Base. Several troops suffered multiple injuries, including broken bones. At least three civilians were wounded. The Taliban, on the other hand, claimed that 13 Americans were killed, 11 wounded, and three armored vehicles were destroyed. Okay. In this Celestial Musings, we have another example of the strange things people do when under stress. Last time we mentioned the 59,000 people who pointed their fans in the air to blow away Hurricane Irma. The Pasco County Sheriff put out a tweet on Saturday to respond to another event organized by 22-year-old Facebook user Ryan Edwards. The event? Shoot at Hurricane Irma. 54,000 people displayed interest in this event. The sheriff's office said, quote, to clarify, do not shoot weapons at Irma. You won't make it turn around, and it will have very dangerous side effects. Edwards said that he organized the event out of a combination of stress and boredom, and that he, quote, never envisioned this event would become some kind of crazy idea larger than himself. The tempter will use any sort of idiocy to turn people away from prayer, don't you think? Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel for more of the Mike Church Show. King-sized truth from radio-sized speakers. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.